We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuflam and Beizim and Aleph. The Gemara is finishing the sugya of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer is a limud for Omer and Shtei Alechem and Lulav and Sukkah and Matzah and Shefer. And the Gemara goes to each one. Why you can't learn out from Omer Shtei Alechem? Because it's Tzarech Gavaya. You can't learn out from Lulav because you can't ta'an Arbaminim. You can't learn out from Sukkah. It's Neig B'leilis Kabiyamim. You can't learn out from Matzah because it's Neig B'noshim K'vanoshim. And you can't learn out from Shefer because it's Malah Zechreinis Levinu Shemashemai. Now, the Gemara goes into Mila. Makshir Mila Deicha Shabbos. How do Blazer know that? The Gemara says, L'mais, you have a percha from all of them. And you have another percha that all these things are Avaz Mana Batla. Now, Shenke Mila is not Avaz Mana Batla. That's stated in the Gemara. So here, we can get involved in a Nuchre that Achreinim speak about, Kama Achreinim speak about, the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah just to do a Maisa Mila. That's the mitzvah of Mila. Or is there a mitzvah to be nimol? Is there a mitzvah that you get a key in mitzvah by being nimol? Every time you nimol, there's a key in mitzvah. Kama achreinim discuss this shayla. And this gemara that says that everything else is batal the mitzvah of mila not, that sounds like there's no mitzvah to be nimol. Because if there's a mitzvah to be nimol, the mitzvah to be nimol also will be batal if you don't do it on Shabbos. So enech anami, you can still be mekayim the mitzvah's mila, but the mitzvah's to be nimol. So the mitzvah that you were to be nimol on Shabbos, the chayv is yabatul. So Beis Halevi discusses it in Tzinchelik Beis Sim Mem Zayin. He starts off with the machlokes Rambam and Tur. It's a little sugya a little bit later. We'll get to it, but the vayla just to bring it in. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings a brisa, that while you're being Isaac in the mitzvah's mila, you should also cut off the tzitzin ha-makbenes ha-mila. The tzitzin means she'ei makbenes ha-mila. You don't only cut off the tzitzin, the pieces of skin that are ma'akev, that if you don't cut them off, it's not a good mila. But even the tzitzim she'ei makbenes ha-mila, if you cut off roiv of the arla that's on the atara, roiv of the atara is megula, so to me it does not ma'akev b'di'evid. That's a tzitzim she'ei makbenes ha-mila. But while you're cutting it, you also cut off the tzitzin she'ei makben. But once you pirish, you're not chayzer for the tzitzin she'ei makben. So Kepshut did a Gemara's talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't go back to the tzitzin she'ei makben because you already finished the mitzvah's mila. And now, the tzitzin she'ei makben are not deicha Shabbos. But the Rambam brings the salach even b'chayil. Even b'chayil. While you're doing the mila, you cut off everything, even the tzitzin she'ei makben is a mila. But once you're finished, so then you don't cut off the tzitzin she'ei makben is a mila, even b'chayil. The shayla is why? What's the pshat in the Rambam? There's a shayla how the Rambam shims with the sugya later. We'll get there. But for now, the shayla is what's pshat in the Rambam. So the Beis Halevi says pashu pshat. The Gemara calls the tzitzim she'ei makben is a mila, cutting them off as hiddur mitzvah. Zekei livan veyu. So like the Beis Halevi, while you're doing the mitzvah, so you do the mitzvah with the hiddur. But once you eats in the mitzvah, that's it, you finish the mitzvah already. It's not shayach anymore, hiddur mitzvah, once you finish the mitzvah. So how could there be any inyan of hiddur mitzvah? That's why the Rambam says, even b'choil, once you're finished, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore, you perish. So merely you don't cut off the rest of the arla. But, so what's pshat in the Torah? What's pshat in the Torah that says it's dafka on Shabbos? On Shabbos you don't go back, and chol you do go back. So zok the Beis Halevi, this is pshat, because the Rambam holds the mitzvah to do a ma'aseh milah. Once you did the ma'aseh milah, you finished the mitzvah. It's not shayach anymore in the mitzvah. Pashayin in the Torah holds that there's a mitzvah to be nimol. It's a mitzvah to be nimol, to have a bris milah. So merely, even though you're not cutting it right now, but there's a hiddur mitzvah to cut off also the tzitzin she'ei makben. It's a hiddur in the mitzvah of being nimol. So merely, on Shabbos it's not deicha, but b'chayil yechayzer. That's his shtickle. In fact, that kasha from Agamara, this is his kasha. Agamara is a kasha in the Torah. Because Agamara says that all these other mitzvahs, sukkah, lulav, matzah, shefer, Imavir is man is ba'la, but mitzvah is lay ba'la, because you can do the mila later. But that's only the mitzvah to do the mila. But if the mitzvah is to be nimo, that mitzvah you had on Shabbos, and that mitzvah you didn't do, and you can never get it again. You weren't nimo on Shabbos. If the mitzvah is a ma'aseh mila, so whenever you did it, you have the same kiyum. But if the mitzvah is to be nimo, so it's also Imavir is man is ba'la. As I fake the Beis Halevi Akasha. So the Beis Halevi is mafalpul. But he says, the Maisi says like this. At the end of the shtickle, he says, the Teretz is like this. says, according to the Rambam, it's also shvei. Even if you say the mitzvah is the ma'aseh milah, but we have a limud, and the Gemara says this later in the Amud. It says twice, it says Shema Nisyamim, and it says Shmini, why do you need twice for? One's lafuke shvi, and one's lafuke chi. One is that you cannot do the milah before the eighth day. You're not mekayim the mitzvah's milah before the eighth day. And the other is that you can't do it on the ninth day. You have to dafka do it on the eighth day. Now what does it mean you can't do it on the ninth day? It doesn't mean that you're not yetz in the mitzvah on the ninth day. Avadi mechuyif to do the mitzvah's milah on the ninth day if you didn't do it on the eighth day. But it means it's a special kiyum of ben shmeinis yom that you only get on the eighth day. So if you only have one pasuk, it will tell you that till the eighth day, you can't do the mitzvah's milah, you have no kiyum. But from the eighth day and on, it's the same kiyum. It's the same kiyum, the eighth day and the ninth day. Maybe it's din of zizim akdim, the mitzvah's to do with the eighth day. But it's the same kiyum, the eighth day and the ninth day. Comes the second pasuk and tells you, no, you need a kiyum of eighth day, you need a kiyum of shmini. If you miss Shemini, so you don't have the kiyum of the eighth day. So what does it mean then, fact the Beis Halevi, that all these things are Mavas Man and Batla? By Mila also there'll be a bittul. There'll be a bittul on the kiyum of Yom Shemini. You don't have the eighth day. So even according to the Rambam, there is a bittul which you can never be Mekayim again. I mean, Hagufa, the fact that Mila B'Shemini is Deicha, and Shalevi's Man is not Deicha, shows you Klon is a kiyum of Shemini, which that kiyum is Deicha Shabbos. That kiyum you're not getting after Shabbos. For a mitzvah's milah of the ninth day, you wouldn't be deicha Shabbos for that. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So like the Beis Halevi al Karchach, you have to say, Nechanami, you're going to lose a kiyum. But you'll fart. You'll fart and have some kiyum. You'll talk and lose a kiyum. Good. But you'll have some kiyum. So af anu neymar, this is the Gemara's percha. Nechanami, you won't have the kiyum of being a nimo on the eighth day, on the eighth day. On Shabbos. But you still have a kiyum being an emel afterwards. The taka be an element of bittul which you can't make up, but there's still a pircha. Palulav, sukkah, matzah, shayfer, oimer, shtei lechem, if you missed the mitzvah, you missed it. There is no kiyum mitzvah afterwards. Now, shenke mamila, enechinami, you'll miss the kiyum of being an emel that day, but you'll still be an emel the next day. That's the base of Levi's teretz. Now, the pre Yitzchak, and Bitzel Paterberger, in Chelek Beis Simulam, and he wrote a tshuva to the Beis Halevi. He addressed it to the Beis Halevi. On this tshuva, first he brings the big raya to the Beis Halevi shtickles, the mitzvah to be an emo. We had Rashi brought down before, Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis, that David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMechatz, and he said he was armed from the mitzvahs, he has no mitzvahs, he didn't know what to do, until he remembered the Mila, and was a skara daitai. So you see that he has a key in mitzvah every second by being an emo. You see there's a mitzvah in emo. Lemus is the marach or zeruah in Simon Yon Aleph when he was shenim. Bring taka hold, says taka this vart, the mitzvah is to be an emo. He brings the rayim from David HaMelech. But he says, I have another teretz, the akasha from this gemara, more pupil the teretz, the akasha from this gemara. The gemara says, I'm the Yavaz man of Butla. I should have mentioned this before he started with the pre Yitzchak, but the emes is, I think the Beis Halevi's teretz is totally a machlokes Rishonim. Because Rishonim ask a kasha here. That what do you mean, all these things of Avos Man and Batla? What about Sukkah? Bishlei Malulav, you can only do Lulav the first day, mean Deraisa. There is no mitzvah Deraisa after the first day, Avos Man and Batla. Matzah, you only Mekayin the mitzvah Sechilas Matzah the first night. If you miss it, Avos Man and Batla. And Azarech Shefer, Azarech Eimen, Shtei Alechem. The Shalas but Sukkah, If you miss sukkah the first night, so send the sukkah the next day. It's not batla. So the Rishonim, the Rashba here, and the Chiddushim HaMichasim Laran say two terutzim. One terutz is they say, okay, enechanami. If you miss it on Shabbos, it's not batla. But if you miss it all 7 days, so this year's mitzvah is totally batla. Mila, you'll always have a chance. Sukkah has an expiration. Shabbos is not the expiration. As I learned the Gemara, Mavis Man Abutla means if we're not going to be Deicha Shabbos, you won't have the mitzvah. Rishonim is saying, Lav Dafka. It means if you miss the mitzvah, Mikael V'Kael, you missed it. Rashenke Mila, you'll always be able to get a second chance. That's one teretz. And the second teretz is, Reb Elazar L'shitas, Reb Elazar holds, you need a sukkah for all 7 days. If you didn't have a sukkah the first day, you don't send the sukkah at all. Reb Elazar holds that way at the end of the second parak of sukkah. But you see, Gevaldik is Achmed is Rishonim. Because by sukkah, loy mi baya, the mitzvah to eat the first night in the sukkah, you're not going to get again. But even Stam, the mitzvah Shishiva Sukkah of Shivas Yamim, Lamaisi, you have a mitzvah every 7 days, every day of the 7 days. What's the Rishayim's kasha that by Sukkah you could still make it up? You can't make up today's mitzvah. Tomorrow, you'll have tomorrow's mitzvah. But the bittul asay of not sitting in the Sukkah the first night, you can never make up. By Mila, it's one mitzvah. You do the Mila, that's it. You don't do the mitzvah today, you do it tomorrow. It's the same mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah Sukkah, there's two mitzvahs. And mitzvah today, have another mitzvah tomorrow. So you see the Rishayim them don't know. Even Sukkah, which is clearly the pshat, that there's a mitzvah every day, and you have a bittul of today's mitzvah, you're not making it up tomorrow. But still, you're going to have a kiyum. You'll have a kiyum, that's not called the Mavis Manavotla. So those Rishayim stem with the base of Levi's Torah. It's very stark. You could say the mitzvah is to be nimal. You could say the not being nimal today can never be made up. But you'll have a mitzvah mila. You'll have a mitzvah mila. That alone is different than other ones, but you won't have the mitzvah shefer. I mean, live next to your shefer, that's a totally different mitzvah. Hey, you'll have a mitzvah mila like you'll have a mitzvah sukkah. That's why they have to say terutzim that after 7 days you won't have the mitzvah anymore. Or a blezer holds, a blezer shitase holds that once you don't sit in the sukkah the first night, you don't sit at all. But the taste of rush, and then Mrs. Taisa says the Taisa itself. We have Taisa Naf Kuflam and Aleph. It says this clearly. That says this chilik. Because the Emes is that's a pshat in the Tzitz Talisai. And the Tzitzis and Mezuzah were saying it's not Deich. And the Gemara wanted to know why. And Taisa says I have a partial reason why. Because there's no Marvaz Man of Butler. So Taisa says, Mila the pshat is Oysa Mila Atzu Shu Mechayin B'Shmini Oysa B'Chi. But Sukkah and tzitzis and mezuzah b'chol yayim mechayim them. Afilu kima yayim mechayim v'kayim l'machar. So Taisus and the Taisus of Rosh here, they say klar, that if the pshat is today's mitzvah will never come back, that's not called. That's called the mavis man of Bala. So mainly you won't have, according to Taisus and Taisus of Rosh, you don't have the Beis HaLevi's teretz, that you still would have a kiyum. Babison is Azai l'chayim afurish and the Rashba and the Chedushim Yechasim l'aran. Like the Beis HaLevi. That even though you're missing today's mitzvah, like by Sukkah, but tomorrow's mitzvah will be called the Kiyum. That's what you have to say other terutzim. But Teis and Teis Rosh holds, if you're missing today's mitzvah, tomorrow's mitzvah is tomorrow's mitzvah. That's not called the Kiyum. That's called the Mavis Man of Butler. So I say, if there'll be a mitzvah to be Nemo, so it wouldn't stim. So I think the Beis HaLevi might say in the Chinami. Teis is kind of like the Rambam. The Rajman, the Kushim Yechasin around, that didn't say Teis Teretz. Why don't they say Teis Teretz? Because the whole day Mila also, the mitzvah is to be Nemo, like the Torah. And Melba Mila also, you're not getting today's Kiyum tomorrow. Elamai, you're getting a Kiyum. So I have a Kasha Sukkah also. So I have to say Terutzim. Sukkah, at least after 7 days, I won't be able to have a Kiyum. Has a time limit. Or a Blazer holds, you can't have a Kiyum tomorrow. And Taisus, and a Chanami. Taisus holds the mitzvah's managed the mice. There is no mitzvah to be Nemo. But I'll call upon him, the Priyitzuk has a different text. The Priyitzuk says, he starts off there's a halacha that when you did a bris mila, and afterwards the arla grows back. Amol the arla grows back, mashach arla say. You did a bris mila, and the arla grows back. So the halacha is, there's no chiv mila anymore. Once you did the bris mila, for the arla it grew back. That's called the mashach arla say. It's a din of maris ayin to fix it up. But there's no chiv mila anymore. So the taz, klaiz a chakira. Let's say, as a cotton was nailed mahol, when he was born, there was no Arla there. Didn't exist. Neilad Mol, they did a Tafas Dambris. We'll see the sugya later about Neilad Mol, about a Tafas Dambris. And then, as the kid got older, Arla started growing. Arla started growing, and now he has an Arla. Is there a din, a chiv deraisa, to do a mila? Do you say that when the pshat is, you did already a mila, you already makayim a maisa mila, so then, Arla grows back, you already have the kiyum of Maisa Mila. So Mel is no chiyum Mila anymore. Mashenkin and Arla Mol, you never did a Maisa Mila. I didn't have an Arla. Okay, but now he has an Arla, so you have to do a Mila. Or do you say no? Any Arla that grew afterwards, you don't have to do a Mila on. So this is how we would learn. If the mitzvah is to do a Maisa Mila, then that chiluk makes sense. You do a Maisa Mila. So that's it. Now, an Arla grows back, there's no more chiyuv. Mashengen, if you never did a Maisa Mila. So now you have an Arla, you have to do a Maisa Mila. Mashengen, if the mitzvah is to be a Nemo, so how come when it grows back, there's no chiyuv to cut it? There's a mitzvah to be a Nemo. Now there's an Orla there. You're going to have to say a Svara. Now an Orla is only what a baby is born with. That's called an Orla. Mashenka, whatever grows later, doesn't have a shame Orla. So that's the Chakira. Is it Pshan and Marsha Chalas said it was a key in mitzvah's nice and mila, and now you don't have a key in mitzvah even though there's an Orla? Because you already did the Maisimila, and the Torah wasn't Makbid, the Torah didn't tell you to do another Maisimila. Well, no, the mitzvah is to be Nimal. Now the pshat is Nimal means not to have an Orla, and an Orla is only what they're born with. Whatever comes late is not, doesn't have a din Orla. So Zakt the Priyatzak, the Achreinim being Raya from the Mechilta. The Mechilta brings a Drasha, Rabbi Elazar Reimer. He learns that from a Pasuk, once you did the Mila, so Mamela, there's no din to do another Mila when it's Nimshach. That was the Drasha he has. So Achreinim say, you see that you need a bris mila. You see you need the maisa mila, then there's no din. You see, by Neulad Mal, there would be a din to do the mila on the Orla that grew later. Well, what's Pshan in the Torah? The Torah is anyway, it's a mitzvah to be an emo. The mitzvah is not to do the maisa mila, the mitzvah to be an emo. You have to say it's not an Orla. Now, Zakhta, because the Gemara is mashmanalik the mechilta. So like the Priyitzlik, the Gemara in Yevamis is mashmanalik the mechilta. Because the Gemara in Yevamis wanted to say that Mashach was the Raisa, because you learn it from a Pasuk. Oral Zachal, the Ramis is a Mashach. And the Gemara ends up that Mashach is the Rabbanon, because the Pasuk's in Asmachta. So the Mechilta goes the other way. The Mechilta learns that from a Pasuk, that once is the Bris Mila, there's no need for another Bris Mila. But the Gemara is Faker. The Gemara held without a Pasuk, Mashach wouldn't be considered an Oral. The Pasuk teaches you that Mashach is considered an Oral. And the Maisa, the Pasuk's in a Smachta. So the Maisa, in the end, Mashach's not considered an Oral. Why? Because you're missing a Pasuk. And Zakhtar, that's the Machlekes. That's what the Torah would learn. The Mechilta holds, it is an Oral. What's the Pshat that you don't have to cut it off? Is Exeris a Kasa? If you already did a Maisa Mila, so the Torah's only Mechayev one Maisa Mila, not a second Maisa Mila. So you need a Pasuk telling you that. You need a Pasuk being Mafkir Yechiv. Mashen Kain, the Gemara, the Hell's Fakarit. Now, without a pasuk, you say there's no chiyuv. The pasuk has to be mechayivit. The pshat is a gemara and svar. It's not an orla b'chalal. It's not an orla, so you need a pasuk to be marbit. You don't have a pasuk to be marbit. So, vil the priyatzik lein, that's the machlekes, the bavli, and the mechilta. And okay, the Rambam passes like the mechilta. How the Rambam learns the gemara in Yevamim, I don't know. But the Rambam passes the mechilta, because the Rambam says, when he says the din, that Mashach doesn't need a bris mila, the Rambam says because he had a bris mila. Because once you did the bris mila, you don't have to do another one. Mamash like the mechilta. The Rambam l'shitasai. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah mila is the maisa mila. So mela oiva zay, the din is it is an arla. But the reason why you don't have to do the bris mila is because you already did a maisa mila. And mela, that only applies if you did a maisa mila. Not if it was neilad mol. Mashang, the Torah learned up the Bavli, then it's not an Orla. Because the Pshat is, since the mitzvah is to be Nemo, so it's not trying to say, I already did a Meister Mila. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be Nemo. So Behechich, you have to say that in Svar it's not an Orla. You need a Rebit to tell you it is an Orla. But that's only according to the Bavli. But the Mechilta is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says a Drasha Mechilta. So Mele, this Gemara that says, Imav is Manei Bala, was Taka Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasai. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the mitzvah is the Maisa Mila. That's why by Mashach, the Xeris HaKasav is, once you did a Maisa Mila, you don't have to do another Maisa Mila. It's not a mitzvah to be an emo. So the Maisa Mila, that you could do later. Now, Shanga, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. We pass like the Bavli Yevamis, that the Pshah is Mashach's Bechlal, not an Erla, because the mitzvah is to be an emo. That's a Priyatzuk Shtekel. Hagaval Ligapopel. But what do we have, the Vaila? We had the Kasha, that if there's a mitzvah to be a Nemo, like it says in Maracha Ezeruah Simen Yad Aleph, like the Beis Halevi wants to learn up in the Torah, that there's a hidden mitzvah, so Karchach, the mitzvah is to be a Nemo. And we'll speak about this Beis Hashem in the later Sugya, about Tzitzin HaMa'akvin. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara that says that Shekein Amav Zman HaBatla, by Mila you say that Amav Zman it's not Batl, the mitzvah to be a Nemo is Batl. So the Beis Halevi says, because you still have a kiyum. Enechrami, you lose today's mitzvah, you still have a kiyum for tomorrow's mitzvah. I said it seems very good with the Rajb and the Chedushim Mechas and Laran, that by Sukkah also, they learned that you don't say Amav Rizman HaBatla, they're bothered. Because even though you don't have today's mitzvah, you can have tomorrow's mitzvah, they have to say, because after 7 days there'll be batal, or a blazer holds there'll be batal, that would fit. But according to Taisis, that says, Klar, that if Avraz Mana Batlam means that you don't have today's mitzvah, so if there's a mitzvah to be Nimal, so you don't have it. So he said a pilpul from the Pri Yitzchak that the pshat is that Rabbi Elazar himself holds that the mitzvah is the Ma'aseh Milah. That's why he holds it by Mashiach Arla. Once he did a Ma'aseh Milah, it's Xeris HaKasim and do another Ma'aseh Milah. Mashen Kain, the Tur, who says the mitzvah is to be Nimal, holds like the Bavli in Yevamis. Now, forget that in Svarim Mashiach is you need Xeris HaKasim saying Mashiach is not an Arla B'chlal because the mitzvah is to be an Nimal. And my Mashiach is not called an Arla. But that mitzvah is Yavim more Pashil Teretz. The Stipa in Kedushin, Simon Lam and Beis Leis Gimel, he says the Teretz, but he doesn't say it with a Clarkite. The Zeche Yitzchak from a Bitzel Panovitcha, he says the Teretz. It's pretty much the same as the Stipa, a little different. Look at Jandrish. The Stipa says this Nusach. The Stipa says, Kimul Chazal, Enechinami. You know, the Olam really says there's two mitzvahs. The mitzvah to Dakadu a Maisa Mila, there's also a mitzvah to be an Imo. And Kimul Chazal, that what's Deiches Shabbos is not the mitzvah to be an Imo. What's Deiches Shabbos is the Maisa Mila. That's what's Deiches Shabbos. He says, Bahariah. Let's say it's all the way at the end of Shabbos. By the time you finish the Mila, that'll be Bavasachas when Shabbos is leaving. He'll do the Maisa Mila on Shabbos, but he won't be in Nimo until after Shabbos. And why did that be Deiches Shabbos? So you see, the Maisa Mila is Deiches Shabbos, not the mitzvah to be Nimo. So Mela, since it's the Maisa Mila is Deiches Shabbos, the Maisa Mila is a Mavis Man Aloy Batla, because the Maisa Mila can do later, even though the mitzvah of Nimo to be his Batla. As I was like disciple. But it's bothering me a little bit. The Gemara is trying to learn out Mila from the other mitzvahs. So, Enochinami, you can't learn out from the other mitzvahs that the Maisa Mila is Deiches Shabbos, Machshirim, because the Maisa Mila you could do afterwards. It's Vavis Man Aloy Batla. But why can't we learn out from other mitzvahs that the mitzvah to be Nimo is Deiches Shabbos? Hagufa, if you're going to say it according to the Rabbanan hold that Mila is Deiches Shabbos, then you could tell me, Ishtikl Torah, what's Deiches Shabbos? The Maisa Mila, not the mitzvah is Nimo. But here the Gemara is trying to learn out the din. And the Gemara is learning out the din. Where did Rabbi Elazar get Makshir and Mila is Deiches Shabbos? Maybe he learns it out from the mitzvah, Sukkah, Lulav, Shefer, Matzah? No. Because then, Avos Mana is Batla, and Mila is not. For one second, let's learn out from those mitzvahs that the mitzvah is Nimal is Deiches Shabbos. Because the mitzvah is Nimal is Takosim Avos Mana Batla. I don't see in Cheshman how to stifle answer that. But for this, I need the Zeche Yitzchak. The Zeche Yitzchak Simon Aleph Abitzel Panovitcha. He's writing this tshuva to the Dvar of Rome. The Dvar of Rome said his big chiddush, maybe we'll speak about it a little bit later also. The Dvar of Rome said his big chiddush, and he holds that Mila Shaloi Vizmana, you have to do right away. You can't delay it at all. Akadekach, if you have a choice to do Mila Vizmana, Mila Shaloi Vizmana, you have two brisin to do. One of them is eighth day, and one of them is afterwards. You do the Mila Shaloi Vizmana first. Because Mila Bizmani, you have the whole eighth day. It's just reason Makdim and the Mitzvahs. Mila Shalai Bizmani, every second you're over. Now, Karchik, he's also naming on, the Mitzvah is to be a Nimo. Walk upon him, there's an Isser to be an Nimo, to be an Aro. He's saying you have to take it off right away. Every second you're being over on the Mitzvah's Mila. It's not the Minig. The Minig is usually to be less Makdim of Mila Shalai Bizmani, Kiyadua. From a lot of different achreinim of his time in the Dvar of Rome, a lot of different gedolim, the different Yecheskel and others, the Zeche Yitzchak, they don't hold the Viskadish. From this Amid, it's mashmanat that way. This Amid says that you need two psukim from Shmini. One is Lafuke Shvi, they're not Mekayin the Mitzvah Mila before Shmini, and the other is Lafuke Chi. According to the Dvar of Rome, if it wouldn't be the other pasuk Lafuke Chi, Sefakert, you'd be Mechuyif do it the second that comes the eighth day, because every second you're over. Only now that you have a pasuk of Shmini, so now the Torah gave you the whole eighth day. But otherwise, every second you're over. It's mashba klein the Gemara not the way. It's mashba klein the Gemara without a second pasuk, you'd be able to do the mitzvah v'chi. But that's what the Zeche Yitzchak was discussing with the Dvar of Rome. So the Zeche Yitzchak brings a raya from Agamara. He brings a raya from Agamara. Agamara says that all these other mitzvahs are mavis mana batla, but meal is not the way. Mavis mana loy batla. But what's takim shat? The Dvar of Rome brought a raya because the Rambam says that someone who's an Oral, every day is Bekaris Uayman. He has an Issacharis every day that he's an Oral. So the Zeche Yitzchak says, fine. Einachinami, he has a chiyuv not to be an Oral, fine. But But that's not the chiyuv on his father or on Bezdin. The din to be deicha Shabbos is mitzad the chiyuv of the father and Bezdin. Their chiyuv to mount the child is deicha Shabbos. But the child's chiyuv, that's his chiyuv. You can't be mechal Shabbos for Yenis chiyuv. That's what the Zeich Yitzchak is saying. So Mela, what's the chiyuv of the father? What's the chiyuv of Bezdin? I've does like the Zeich Yitzchak, you know what the chiyuv of the father, the chiyuv of Bezdin is? To do the Maisa Mila. Not Liyais Nima. That chiyuv is to do the Maisa Mila. That chiyuv of his man Loi Batla. They'll have that chiyuv later. What about the Kuttin's din to be Nemo? The Kuttin's din to be Nemo can't make that you could be Deicha Shabbos. The Zeich Yitzchak is come out mashma that according to Rabbi Elazar, let's say you have a gadol that's not that has to do a mila on Shabbos. That's when he could be mechal Shabbos for his mila. Al kabbanim according to Rabbi Elazar, because the mother's mana, then already will be the mitzvah liyis nima will be batal. Now, because then no one else can mechal Shabbos for him. You can't do a mila on yourself, and no one else can mechal Shabbos on him. That's what he's tining. You could say a knei chandrish. You could say that lemaisa the gemara two tainis. The lemaisa the gemara says that you don't learn out from the other mitzvahs kada amaron. So lemaisa, all you have is this pasuk. Could be the pasuk by mila is only on the mitzvah of the maisa mila, like the disciple saying. Gemara is saying two taimim and a chenami. The second time doesn't apply to gadol. Maybe the gemara is talking about katan. You have the first time for gadol. That's what I would say in cheshbon. Parakabonim is a lechter eteretz. And the pshat is that we're not discussing the mitzvah liyis nimo. Because the mitzvah liyis nimo anyway, that's not mutl on bezin, it's not mutl on the am, that's not going to be deicha Shabbos. What's going to be deicha Shabbos is akarach, not a maisa mila. The maisa mila, that takam of is manu lebala. That's the teretz of the stipel in the Zeicha Yitzchak.